Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 25th, 2018. In today's news, EHC Global founder Ron Ball is honored for his contributions to international trade in the economies of Canada and China. A transformative development is planned in Los Angeles. What's being described as a super penthouse is up for sale in New Zealand. And the developer of a condominium tower north of Toronto is dealing with angry buyers from its first canceled project.
EHC Global founder Ron Ball received the Governor General's Medallion in recognition of his successful career and achievements, as well as many contributions to international trade and the economies of both Canada and China. Ball and his family received an invitation from John McCallum, Ambassador of Canada to China, to attend a luncheon at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. Ball, his wife Olivia, and his daughter Alexandra attended when McCallum presented him with the medallion.
The former hillside location of Angels Knoll Park in Los Angeles is set to be transformed into a 1.26 million square foot mixed-use development that includes an 88 and 27-story towers, Architects newspaper reports. Handel Architects designed the buildings, and Olin has been tapped to handle landscape design, which will feature terraces, amphitheaters, gardens, and a connection to the Angels Flight Funicular. Poised to be among the tallest buildings in the city and in the western U.S. at 1,020 feet, the taller tower has a tapered design and will house condominiums, apartments, and hotel rooms. The shorter one will have hotel rooms and a charter school. Developers McFarland Partners, Peebles Corporation, and Clearidge Partners project completion by 2025.
What's being called a super penthouse spanning the top two floors of the Pacifica, a 54-story 584-foot-tall tower in Auckland, New Zealand, has hit the market with an asking price of $24 million, Mansion Global reports. With floor-to-floor ceiling windows, the home will boast views of the Great Barrier Island, four bedrooms, numerous reception areas, and a sky garden with double-height ceilings. This, according to Gavin Lloyd, National Director of the Residential Projects at CBRE, quote, allows the owners to bring some of New Zealand's beautiful nature indoors, end quote. Being developed by Melbourne-based Hinge, the Pacifica will have a hotel on the first six floors. It is scheduled for completion by 2021.
Under fire from angry homebuyers left in the lurch when the Cosmos condominium project just north of Toronto in Vaughan was canceled several months ago, Liberty Development Corporation is now planning another, the Globe and Mail reports. Designed by Dialogue, the new plan calls for 962 residences in 33 and 39-story towers, along with a 7-story structure. Liberty is asking Vaughan officials for exemptions to both height and density requirements. The new plan was presented at a city council meeting on June 5th, during which one Cosmos buyer said Liberty could not be trusted. The source said there were approximately 1,100 prospective Cosmos buyers, some of which formed a Facebook group to air their frustrations.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.